feed your kids, not glasses, eat a toast to the flame. Teach them strength and honor and they'll conquer all the same. No need for liquid courage, love's the potion they need. Raise your kids, not glasses, and sow the noblest seed.
Hey, and welcome to Sober Dad Podcast, episode 85. Before we get started, like, share, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff. Rate, review if you feel so inclined. And you can contact me on X at Sober Dad Pod or via email at soberdadpodcast@gmail.com. It is Monday evening. Wasn't able to get an episode out last night. We had a very busy day going to the zoo, and there was a kid's birthday party, and just all kinds of stuff going on. None of our kids, but went to the zoo, and then the two older kids went to a party, got home late, so it was just me with the littles here at the house, and you know, got them both down before my wife got home with the other kids, so that was nice. Been having a little bit of a sore throat and stuff. Our youngest, like I said earlier, she was pretty sick. She's doing great now. She's fine. All healed up. And I was feeling kind of crappy today. But, you know, we went to Costco, did our Costco thing for the week. And then we decided to do some yard work. Then we went on a nice hike. That was nice. Like 2.5 miles with all four kids. Carried my son about half the time. So like a 40-pound rucksack, basically. And I was kind of just feeling crappy all day. And then we get home, and for whatever reason, I was freezing cold. And I'm still cold. I'm wearing a jacket if you're watching this on video. And it was 70 degrees all day. So I had no idea why I was so cold. And turns out I am running a fever, which explains the sore throat and all that. And I still got my push-ups done, even though, you know, even with the fever, because that's part of the whole thing. I had to do 113 push-ups today, so I did them. And now I am just not feeling great. I got all the kids to sleep, the wife to sleep, so the house is quiet, and I've got a decent headache right now, but I wanted to put out an episode, and so that's what I'm going to do. So bear with me if you hear any sniffles or anything like that. It's the whole nine, sore throat, headache, runny nose, stuffy nose, all that stuff, but I'm here and I'm doing it. So what I wanted to talk about today was I posted a picture on X, and it was a picture of like a side profile of my daughter and this big, huge female lion right next to her in the glass. Like it was, we went to the zoo and the animals were like extra accommodating yesterday. They were like, all of them were out and about doing their thing. And we went down to where the lions are, and normally they're like up in the top and kind of just sleeping on the rocks and you can see them from a ways. But we went down into the lower area where there's like this big glass wall, and they were all right there. I've got pictures of her with the male lion behind her, all a couple of the female lions, but there was one in particular that was just, she was just standing there staring at this lion, and it was just this huge muscular cat. And it just kind of exemplified how I feel about parenting, especially with daughters. And I mentioned it a little bit last week with the book from Dr. Meg Meeker about raising strong daughters. And, you know, you've got this tiny little 1-year-old standing there next to arguably the most powerful female on the planet. And like, this cat was huge, and she was just mesmerized. She was just had her hand on the glass and just staring at this giant lion that was just chilling right there. And yeah, it was so cool, that like perspective. And then I took the picture, but mostly like I'm usually really bad about taking pictures with the kids, or of the kids rather, because I usually have my phone in my pocket. I like just watching things and being like actually in it. But I had the foresight to actually pull my phone out this time and take a picture. And yeah, it was just like, it just blew my mind, the like how cool that was in the moment. And then later I was thinking about it, and it's essentially, yeah, like I said, like that's the goal, right? To like let your kids know that they can do or be whatever, and that they can grow up to be powerful like that. And just, yeah, it's hard to even talk about it right now. It was just so cool. Just this giant lion and my little tiny 1-year-old just staring it down. and knowing that she has the potential to be like anything she wants and be, you know, strong and powerful and all this stuff. And that's, you know, that's part of my job and part of my wife's job is to, you know, for me to show her how she should expect to be treated by seeing how I treat my wife. And she should look for those qualities in, you know, her husband in the future. And, you know, that's the best we can do. And then with my son is just to teach him that, you know, show him how to treat a woman and how to do things, how to, you know, how to live basically as a man and to be responsible for things and to take care of his family and things like that. So, and with the other baby that's coming too. So I have, you know, two boys to teach that to, and I've got my three girls to teach them that, you know, they should command, you know, command the respect. I mean, in our house, I'm, I guess, the head of the house, so to speak, but, you know, I still respect my wife and still respect her opinions and everything. But, you know, ultimately, when it really comes down to it, all the decisions land with me. And my wife likes when that happens. Normally, she, you know, she always asks me like, hey, you know, which one of these should we do? And I'm like, okay, well, this. And, you know, it's a partnership, but definitely there's times where one of us needs to step into one of the other roles. And, you know, that's what we want to show our kids, is that it is a partnership and that you both need to be in it. And that's just one of the blessings of being present now, being sober, is to be able to show my kids these things and to teach my kids these things and just, you know, just be there and actually care and want to be a part of their, you know, be a part of their every day and be involved in everything like homeschooling and sports and playing and reading and all this stuff. And before I didn't want to do it. I was just going through the motions and just be like, okay, well, I have to do this because I'm a parent. And now it's, I get to do this because I'm a parent. And that's the best feeling that there is, because I couldn't imagine my life without my kids. And now that I'm fully in it, it is just rewarding every single day. And yeah, I wouldn't change a thing. So since I feel like complete and utter crap, this is going to be a really short episode, but I hope that I was able to convey what I'm feeling, because I really wanted to talk about this in more detail other than just the post on X. And yeah, so until next time, remember to raise your kids and not glasses.
He's got scars on his soul, but he won't let them show. Gonna shield his children from the darkness they don't know. Through the highs and the lows, he's the guiding light. The wasted nights, just endless love, they'll soar to new.